the Rule of Threes Podcast. The Rule of Threes Podcast. It's the Rule of Threes Podcast with Chris and Casey.
It's the Rule of Threes Podcast. I'm Chris Grace.
I'm Casey Lawrence.
And we have restarted.
Congratulations to us. It is July 30th, and we are back. The NBA is back. We are back. I felt real emotional today.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think part of it is feeling like maybe I shouldn't be enjoying this or I shouldn't be having fun, but then I was having fun and just feeling happy about something for the first time in, like, you know, a little while. Like,
yeah.
It really brought some joy to my life today.
I at first felt kind of resistant. I put on the Utah Jazz New Orleans Pelicans game to watch and felt a little bit like, oh, I can't get into this. And then after a little while, I was like, it's actually for the home viewer, it's not that different.
No, it really isn't, because they have that facsimile of the fans.
Oh, we got to talk about this.
They have Microsoft.
Is it Teams?
It's Microsoft Teams. It's the Slack for Microsoft. And they have this gallery view where it cuts the person's head out of their background and sits them in a virtual seat. So they look like they're sitting in like a classroom or something.
Is this a feature of Teams?
This is a feature
of Teams. Oh, I didn't know this. Yeah. I thought this was a custom NBA thing.
No. They may have like adapted it for the NBA. But this is a thing that is just happening on Teams. And so they've taken this feature, and now you have a bunch of people who look like they're a little disinterested watching the game alongside the screen. Very strange. But from a distance, it looks enough like the fact that there could be fans to be
it's
like
close.
It's close. It's not right.
I think it's superior to the cardboard cutout baseball situation.
Very superior.
But it's an easier thing because basketball courts, arenas are so much smaller than baseball stadiums.
Yeah.
You can spend some money to put up, especially they're only setting up one venue. Is there more than one court at the Disney complex?
I believe there are two courts.
Okay, so they have to set up two courts as opposed to however many, 8 baseball stadiums or 12 or whatever. The heads are a little large.
Yeah.
For how large that person would be.
Yes, you're correct.
Especially some of them get close to the camera, and then it seems like there's just a gigantic person watching. And
the lighting is all off. That's the funniest thing, is that every person looks like they have a different light on them because they're all in different houses, and they all have different lights on them. And nobody knows how to light themselves for a video call.
I think I'm lit very well right
you
now.
You do. You're doing great because you've got the help of Alexa, who starts your Zoom studio.
It's because the plug is in the back. It's still too, hard,
it's too, too tough. I don't want to touch it.
So there's a couple of things that I found weird about the crowd, which is that, one, at first people were sort of behaving like it's the dance cam or something. There were times where people were like, look at me, I'm on TV.
Yeah.
Didn't like that.
No. You were effective in the game. I don't know if you saw this or not. In the Laker game, the later game, there were Laker fans who were cheering at the free throw line while Kawhi Leonard missed 2 straight free throws.
Ah.
Yeah, and they were cheering, and it was, you know, the timing was off, of course, because it's the internet and there's lag.
Right.
But it was very cool to see, you know, Laker fans at home really being that sixth man and taking it to the next level and making sure that Kawhi Leonard misses free throws.
So the other thing I thought was a little strange was that there were empty seats. I don't know if you noticed that.
Empty seats in the Zoom meeting?
Yes. So there were some seats where just no one was there. And it's like, you should make it sold out, I think.
I'll be totally honest with you. I would not do that. I would not put my face up there. I wouldn't want that. If I thought I wanted to waste the money, I would get one of those baseball cutouts. That's silly. I don't have to be there, though, right? I'm not going to sit at my computer and stare into the screen instead of watching the game.
I think the problem is that the way you look, the way that anyone looks when they're watching something, actually, even when you're interested, sometimes people look disinterested.
Yeah.
And it's just not and especially the way you're watching a video on your web browser of TNT or, you know, like some little, like, so they're basically, they're not even at their TVs. They're sitting at a computer probably.
Yeah. Or they have a webcam with a long enough USB cord that they can hold it in front of their face while they, I mean, I don't know. Also, you know, Microsoft's been in the game for a long time, but this is something that I was talking about on my group chat. What's the TTP on this? Like, there's got to be a TTP.
And are you down with TTP?
I mean, you know me. you know, I mean,
what is TTP the initialism for?
A common internet thing for people who develop user interfaces that require people to input things or to make things or to show things.
Yes,
TTP is time to penis.
Oh.
Like how long
for Microsoft Teams?
Yeah, how long will it take before there's a penis on the screen, right? Whether it's, you know, somebody drawing something or having something on their shirt or actually showing their penis to the world on Microsoft Teams.
I did see a short headline. I didn't read the story that said that they have an eject button for people who don't behave.
Here's the thing: I want that eject button to be violent. Like I want it to show them being ejected out of their seat.
I mean, comically. They certainly could. They have a rendering of a seat.
That's what I like. I want to see people just boom exploding out of seats, and then people like bubbling up. Like that would be pretty funny.
I will say that the illusion was pretty good at first. I actually thought that it was. I didn't realize until halfway through the Lakers game that it's just a flat screen.
Yeah,
I actually thought they had set up like tiers of, you know, one piece of glass and another one.
Yeah, stadium seating, but for TVs that are watching the game. That's what it is. That's what it's all about.
I'm a little confused by there is half socially distanced seating for the players area, the players coaches area.
Yeah,
and that I find slightly confusing.
That is theater.
That's
for the players.
Wait, it wouldn't be security theater. It would be like health and safety theater.
Cleanliness theater. I guess.
Hygiene theater.
Hygiene theater probably.
Because everyone in that area is already. They would be exposed if they're exposed.
Correct. Now, I can understand the separate seating for staff members or players who aren't playing.
And for the press who are in a little box.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah. But for the players themselves, that to me is modeling good behavior for
that makes sense.
Theater, which I'm not opposed to. But I think, you know, you ask any buddy who knows anything about this, that's not going to stop transmission between two people who are be put in the game together and doing dribble handoffs and running the pick and roll. And
two people that are running a pick and roll or like at the out of bounds play where they all like clump up together. Then if they go sit on the bench, they're not 6 feet apart. They're like 3 feet apart. I was interested in what those metal poles are. They've got like a little pole and like a drink caddy.
My understanding is that their name is removable from that, and the names are assigned for each game for who's sitting where.
Oh, gotcha.
So, like, that's just a way to find your seat. And my understanding is also that they have little sanitation gremlins going and cleaning the seats after they've been sat in. Seems to me to be theater because it's an airborne virus. It's not coming out of your sweat.
Yes, and actually, it seems to me, don't take this as a scientific opinion,
but it seems to me that... You come to the rule of threes for science.
I think that it seems to be that surface transmission is a very, 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 like, not really a thing.
Yeah, it's not nearly as bad as the transmission.
I don't even know if there... Like, have there been cases of surface transmission?
I'm not going to say no, because there probably has. But it's not the number one. You got your super spreaders, and your super spreaders are never going to be a little baby boy who crawls around and puts stuff on the ground. It's breathers. It's breathing. That's why we're not in the same room right now.
Put it this way. Today, Eric and I officially stopped wiping down our groceries. And we have been up until this point.
Yeah, we have not been wiping down our groceries. That has been a thing we have not done.
We literally done it since the beginning, and we were wiping down like takeout and delivery food for a while.
Yeah,
and now we're just kind of like, which I guess in a larger a larger version of that is probably the problem with our country. Yeah. Is that eventually you just get tired and you're like, well, whatever.
No, I mean, I'm still hanging on to one specific thing, which is I will not see anybody. I'm not gonna go see anybody.
Uh-huh. So just a little thing that if people watch the halftime show, Chuck and Shaq and Kenny and Ernie.
So funny. It's so
are
funny
on a gigantic desk.
They just made the desk bigger. They put the plexiglass between them. That's so funny to me. Just like seeing Shaq all the way on the left side of the screen, like sitting there mumbling. We had the volume low because Elizabeth had some migraines tonight, and she was like, at this level, you just can't hear anything that Shaq says.
He's not the best for articulation.
No, especially not at that very low volume.
So I actually think we're in a little bit of a transitional period right now. I think that we'll probably still be in some form of lockdown through the rest of this year. Mm-hmm. And actually, I would encourage everyone to just imagine it's this way until the inauguration. And if one person gets inaugurated, then we're in it for another 3 years. Jesus. And maybe it lets out. But I'm saying mentally, don't keep thinking like, oh, in 3 weeks, right?
Yeah.
So I think we're in a transitional period where these TV production companies, I think, will eventually figure out some better angles. And actually, because, in these, I feel like, wait, what is their Inside the NBA, right? Is the name of that
Inside
show.
The NBA, yeah.
They like to pull out their like technological, like this year we've got a big screen and this year whatever. I actually think that they could do a version of the big desk.
Yeah.
Use camera angles and compositing to put them back to where they were.
Interesting. Yeah.
I don't think that would be hard at all.
There's definitely going to be some sort of live video engineer who can do that. Is it worth it? Because, they fit them all on the big desk in the 16x9 screens that we have.
Yeah. Because similarly, I thought that the coaches' interviews were very strange.
Yeah, the angle on the court.
That's just an angle thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I kind of was a little frustrated because I was like, the thing about cameras is that we can zoom in with them. We can create the illusion. But to your point, to your point about modeling, it's almost like they don't want to create the illusion.
It's like
they want us to feel the distance. I don't know how I feel about that.
I mean, I kind of like that just because, I feel like they're doing their best to make sure everybody knows, like, this isn't normal. This is different. We're doing something a little different. And I think that's okay. I don't have any problems with that.
It's similar to when the Prius was first introduced.
Yeah.
And it had an intentionally strange design.
Yeah.
Because the people that would buy a hybrid car wanted people to know that they had bought a hybrid car.
Well, specifically that the first Prius did not have a weird design.
Ah, and was it,
I don't know whether or not it was a failure or not, but it didn't pick up until they added that bar in the back. I mean, that's why I bought my Priuses, because I wanted to have a bar in the back so that I couldn't see out the back window 100%.
How is the reveal of visibility on those windows?
It's great. There's no problem.
Oh, it's fine. Yeah. Okay. Because it really does look like it's bad.
No, it's not. It's not bad. I have an easy time seeing out of it because I have adapted after 3 years of having this car to being able to see through solid objects.
That's how evolution works.
Yeah, that's evolution. And, if we can evolve into being kinder, gentler people, I can evolve into seeing through solid objects so that I don't get in car accidents.
Just reading a little bit of Twitter tonight, which is always a great experience, I realized that the amount of people right now in public that talk about science relative to the number of people that like couldn't give a shit about science when they were in school.
Yeah.
It feels kind of like the reason I thought about this was that like I at one point I thought evolution was, oh, you have a problem and your body will change to overcome it. And I think a lot of people still think that's what evolution is.
Yeah.
As opposed to the people that can't see through solid objects in their cars will die.
Yeah.
And the ones who live will have children, and that's how we evolve.
Yeah, and their children will be better than them. Everybody's like, I want my children to be better than me. And they will because of evolution. Okay, that's how it works. People are a foot taller on average than they used to be.
Right.
It's evolution's happening before your eyes, man.
I think a lot of people think that's because you just want it to be.
Yeah, anyway, I got so, better. I went to the gym and I evolved, and now I'm an evolved person.
So I think that the people that, like, until 1 year ago couldn't give a shit about science or what a variable or a control is or a hypothesis or, you know, a peer-reviewed publication or a preprint or whatever. It's similar to, like, someone coming to talk about sports when they don't know anything about it. And they've watched, you know, like, someone who watches, like, who only watches, like, the NBA finals.
Yeah.
And has opinions about it.
Yeah. You know, I think with science, maybe it's a little bit of like, oh, I just haven't been paying attention to this for a while, but I'm a smart, logical person who can follow stuff. But then you also have people who are like, I've never paid attention and I don't care, but this is what I believe because someone told me to very strongly.
Yeah, but a lot of them adopt quasi scientific reasoning. Like just to go a little deeper into this today, I was actually quite shocked that the governor of Texas posted an article about somebody who had a party and 14 people got infected and one died and one is in the ICU. And the governor of Texas is not very, has not been very scientific in his approach. So I was surprised that he posted this article.
Yeah.
And then like the vast majority of responses were, well, all you need is hydroxychloroquine and zinc. And, you know, they were taking I know the scientific way to solve this. So I don't know. It's basically, I'm saying everybody is like Henry Abbott in advanced stats.
Well, you got to get a True Hoop thing. Have you read True Hoop after, you know, recently?
No,
because I know you're not a True Hoop guy, but he's done some really good, like non-stat stuff, like storytelling and investigative journalism through basketball. He had a Jeffrey Epstein post that was really good, which is like, I never knew that I could recommend a Henry Abbott, Jeffrey Epstein post to someone. But I think True Hoop might be a blog that might be a little more for you than the advanced stats version of True Hoop.
He's got to do something because he's a dumb shit when it comes to basketball.
Yeah.
Henry Abbott to basketball is Nate Silver to basketball.
Oh, wow. I think he's Nate Silver to burritos. Because me and Nate Silver got beef on burritos.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Nate Silver to anything except data analysis of electoral politics. Because he will wade out of his lane, you know, and he's just he's terrible. Even on COVID statistical things, Nate Silver's bad.
He's been bad. Yeah, I have not really been able to read or do anything with the Nate Silver 538 site after the election, just because.
Yeah. That's like,
it hurt too much, you know.
But also, it's I don't know in our life. I'm trying to think of our lifetimes when a personal brand has plummeted so much in a 24-hour period. Like, you build your whole thing around the accuracy of your, you know, whether or not they want to admit it, it's just based on whether they can predict shit.
Yeah.
So, you know, Rachel Bitecofer, who's the hot political analyst of the day, she correctly predicted the 2018 House races. So right now she's the like up and coming hot, you know, analyst.
Okay.
If she doesn't predict...
She's got the hot hand, as we would say, exactly. in our line of work.
Hot hand actually came up because who cast the Lakers game? Who were the broadcasters that one?
Oh, it was.
Oh no, I'm sorry.
Reggie Miller and Kevin Harlan.
It was an interview with Frank Vogel, awkwardly social distanced, where they talked about not taking AD out, and AD hit like three pointers or something like that.
Yeah, in the third.
And Frank Vogel was like, "Oh well, you got to go with the hot hand." Which you know, as we all know, because of Tversky and I forget the other guy's name, was disproven and then undisproven.
Yeah. So if something is undisproven, disproven, is that just proven again? Can we like take it off, or do we have to keep the dis because the first two still happened?
I don't know. But I think the prevailing opinion right now is that there is a slight hot hand effect.
Yeah. And if you get hot hands, just to run them under cold water, and then your hands will be cool again.
That's right. That's what they're doing in those cryotherapy.
Yes, exactly. You chug a beer, you cryotherapy your legs, and it's hot hand time.
So, Casey, We saw the return of some of the best talents in the NBA tonight.
Oh.
And I'm going to give you three names who are clearly some of the best players, and we're so glad they're back. You got okay. your J.J. Redick.
Yeah, yes.
You got your Alex Caruso.
Yes, yeah.
You, as a bonus, I'll throw a three-point sharpshooter, Patrick Beverley.
Yes, yeah.
And, of course, everyone's perennial all-star, Dion Waiters.
Dion Waiters. I'll be honest with you. I mean, I had so much fun watching the game, and I will get into some, like, actual analysis of this, but, like, there was some sloppy play from all four teams tonight. Right?
Yeah,
it was a sloppy night of basketball that was so fun. So mm-hmm. fun. So competitive. Both games had big runs. Both games had exciting play. Both games had effort. Both games had, you know, one game in particular had too many whistles. That was the Lakers-Clippers game. Mm-hmm. But, you know, let's just say that the referees were also excited. You know, that's kind of where we were all in us.
And the referees are rusty, too.
Yeah, that's true.
There were some bad calls. There was in the Utah game, there was a couple of bad goaltends here and there. But, you know, in fact, actually, at the end of the Lakers game, I actually think the Lakers got screwed on a call.
Which one?
The out-of-bounds play with JerMichael Green and Anthony Davis.
I don't know. It felt to me
that seemed off of Green's hands.
I don't know. I thought it still touched AD's. Like Green touched it, started moving it, and then as it was leaving, I think it was still on AD's hand.
I actually think it probably falls in the realm of not enough to overrule. Yeah. And if it had been called out on Green to begin with, it probably also would have been upheld.
Yeah.
I do think in this modern era, with instant replay, I think a lot of out of bounds plays that would have been on Green because his motion is what caused the ball to go
exactly,
that way.
Exactly.
But there's a lot of calls in the instant replay era where, oh, the ball was in my hand, you hit it, and you're the reason the ball went out, but it also hit my pinky as it was going out.
Yeah.
I think a lot of those calls would have gone the other way back in the day.
That's the letter of the law.
Yeah.
But it doesn't advance the spirit of competition, you know?
Like, the spirit of that play was that Green is the one who caused it to go out.
Yep.
But whatever. Let's talk about did you watch Jazz Pelicans?
I did watch Jazz Pelicans.
I thought it was a good warm-up for the Lakers-Clippers game. I thought it was exciting.
It was an exciting game. I thought it was pretty touching and fitting that the first two and the last 2 points of the game were scored. By Rudy Gobert.
Rudy Gobert. I also thought it was nice to see so basically Lakers minor league team playing.
You know, you got Jordan, I believe, that people wrote Dinosaurs Clarkson. You got, who else is the minor league? Oh, yeah, yes, yeah. Jordan Clarkson for the Jazz, of course. And then you've got B.I., you got Lonzo, you got Josh Hart. You know, those are my guys.
Yeah. Wait, did you say Lonzo? You did say
Lonzo. B.I., Lonzo, Josh Hart.
I did not know that about Jordan Clarkson. I will say professional athletes in general, you don't need to put any stock in what they have to say about science because Michael Porter Jr. thinks that COVID is a hoax.
Well, and here's
he's a fucking dumb shit.
Michael Porter, I feel like, did you see on Twitter yesterday, about how the bourgeois pig posted, masks should be optional. Like people should have the freedom to choose whether or not to wear masks.
I did not see that.
And UCB Twitter just fucking piled on. They like, it had a ratio that was like 200-2 on like comments versus likes. It was gold. It was
what is bourgeois pig?
It's the theater. It's the coffee shop. That's two places down from UCB Franklin.
Ah.
The one that's too dark all the time. And you go in and you're like, this feels like a vampire warehouse.
Right.
And the coffee's bad and overpriced.
I see. But what did Birds have to say?
Birds didn't say shit about shit. But yeah.
Fresh Brothers.
Fresh Brothers. Fresh Brothers said nothing. And it was very funny. But everybody jumped on them and was just like, fuck you, you're fucking idiots. We're never coming back. We hate you. You're dumb shits. Right.
And they were like, you're right. You're never coming back.
Yeah, that too. But they are dumb, but they're also like, they're struggling so much because they aren't allowed to have people inside their restaurant. They aren't allowed to make any money. Nobody's allowed to hang out there and continue to buy terrible pastries. But right, they're looking for something. They're looking for somebody to blame, something to blame. And nobody's reached out to them to be like, blame the government. The government mishandled this crisis. The government has not supported small businesses. They've mandated a shutdown and taken away your ability to make a living without providing for the well-being of the entirety of the people of this country. Mm-hmm. And instead, they are being led on by choice for your health. Or I don't know. There was like some ridiculous, we believe in health political party thing, or like a political action committee that's like, we stand for health choice, some bullshit. And they're like, masks should be a choice because we choose to this or that or the other thing. And so, they saw this thing and they're like, you know what? We're struggling. We're having a hard time. And nobody reached out to be like, listen, that's not the right thing to do. Like, this is where you got to be. And everybody just piled on and was like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you. And like, people were doing that to Michael Porter Jr. too, right? People are just like, Michael Porter Jr., you're a fucking dumbass. Michael Porter Jr. is a 20-year-old idiot don't get me wrong, he's an idiot, but like, you know, I think what the Nuggets did was pretty good, is they like talked to him and were like, hey man, this is not good. Like, they, like Michael Malone sat him down and was like, hey, like, this is, you're being lied to, like, sorry man. And they tried not to make a big deal out of it, but so many people are just going to say dumb shit. Dwight Howard doesn't believe in vaccines, doesn't believe in masks.
Well, that's
masks.
What I mean. Like, that shouldn't listen to any of these guys on this kind of thing.
I think it's less that you shouldn't listen to any of these guys, and it's more that they shouldn't be your only viewpoint.
Well, I guess what I mean is, like, we should realize that a 20-year-old, like, you probably shouldn't listen to any 20-year-old about any of this stuff.
Okay.
Unless that 20-year-old is the head... Yeah,
I'm not listening to Greta Thunberg, okay? Climate change isn't real. Malala, get out of here.
I don't know if I listen to Greta Thunberg on COVID.
Okay.
Or put it this way, I don't think that Greta Thunberg has any access to like better information than I do. And certainly Michael Porter Jr. doesn't.
He does have Instagram, though, and you can get a lot of stuff on Instagram.
But also, he's 20, and he's like the best basketball player at your high school. Is that somebody you would go to for scientific advice? No.
I bought the best basketball player at my high school a Nintendo Switch because he was unable to find the right time to get one. Mm-hmm. Right, they've been sold out for forever, and I saw that they were in stock, so I bought him one and sent it to him, and he paid me
back. Did you buy a regular, or did you get a bundle?
Regular, just the $299.
Wow, Switch. That's an achievement. Yeah, I got my sister, but I had to get a bundle.
He was like looking around, and he was like, should I get a Switch Lite? I was like, no, don't get a Switch Lite. Not for your first Switch. You're going to want to play it while it's connected to the TV.
You also just, you want to be able to shake your hat at people.
Shake your hat at people. That's all you want.
By the way, do you have a Switch, right?
Oh, yeah. Do you have a Switch?
Do you have the Ring Fit?
I do have Ring Fit. I just got it. Yeah. It's been in stock. One. Oh, cool. No, I use some GameStop credit to slide in and pick up a copy.
Nice.
Have I played it yet? No. But
hey, playing is fucking Dota and Valorant. That's all
Dota. I forgot to tell you. You got to friend me on Valorant.
Oh, nice. Let's do it.
I played one game.
I've been yelled at by numbers of people.
I think I was in a game that you weren't allowed to yet have chat on for. Yeah,
so. That's right. Okay, so the Pelicans Jazz game was interesting because I thought that really the Pelicans were kind of like comfortable, not comfortable, but just sort of regularly in control of that game for 95% of that game. And then they lost the lead, I think, with like 2 minutes left or something like that.
Yeah. And I mean, it was a 10-point game from the end of the beginning of the second quarter, end of the first quarter. They were down 10, and then they got up by 10, and then they kept that margin basically until the fourth quarter was rocking and rolling.
And like, I don't think it's the kind of game where I think Donovan Mitchell probably actually didn't have a very good game.
Okay.
But then did sort of have like little bursts where, especially at the, around the area when they were like getting back into the lead.
And to me, it seemed like Donovan Mitchell really was able to take possessions where they were going to get nothing and get a little something out of them, like a foul, free throws, something a little substantial. His skill in drawing fouls and being a general pest on offense was good in this game.
Yeah, I think that I got this feeling almost, and this is completely high conjecture, that it's almost like if the game is down to like five possessions each or something, then Donovan Mitchell is comfortable kind of like clicking into like, I got this game, I'm going to try to take it over. But that over a 48-minute game, that his part of the rustiness is maybe the motor is a little rusty.
Yeah, absolutely.
And actually, Jordan Clarkson had a good game.
he did. You know who else had a good game? Royce O'Neal.
Yes.
Stepping into the Bojan Bogdanovic slot.
Now, he's out for the season?
He's out for the season. Can I give you some Bojan Bogdanovic news?
Yeah.
Hot off the presses. Don't tell anybody. Nobody can know. Bojan Bogdanovic matched with my friend on Hinge.
Hey.
Yeah. So she told me that she was leaving it up to me as to whether or not she would continue to talk to him. And I was like, you got to talk to Bojan.
Oh, sure. He seems like a guy.
Seems like a nice guy. And he's great in the clutch, right? He's a guy who's got ice cold veins.
Does your friend work in or live in Orlando?
No.
He's not in Orlando.
Is not in the bubble. He's in Beverly Hills right now.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Listen, he's obviously wealthy.
Yeah.
But also is a player who is willing to stand up to people like LeBron.
Exactly.
Even though probably he shouldn't be. So, by the way, the high scorer of the game for Utah was Jordan Clarkson.
Okay.
He also had the worst plus minus. That sounds very Jordan Clarkson-y.
Yes, that's it's Jordan Clarkson time.
You know what I would say for the Jazz? A little thread to this little mini season that I think would be a great story for them would be if they could crack the Mike Conley code and really get him up to full potential of what he was supposed to be when he got there. I know he rallied a little bit, but you know, the way that he didn't really start very well when he joined that team. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that this little break and a little bit of a reset lets us get back to, you know, top level point guard play, that which is why they brought him in. Oh, I don't know why my Alexa just started, but does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yeah.
He's somebody that I root for to be good, and makes me sad when he's not.
You know, I don't think it makes me sad when he's not. I think I just accept that for what it is, you know,
which is what,
hilarious
when Mike Conley's bad.
Yeah. Right. Like when he's bad, it's hilarious because, like, I feel like the way that he plays when he's bad, you can see it on his face.
Yeah.
Right. And that's like, that's funny to me. You know, it's also a little sad because you want him to be good because he's a nice guy. He's got a good story. But when he's bad, and as he has been for a lot of this year, it's been a little funny because, you know, I don't know, the Jazz being bad can sometimes be a funny thing to me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, that's always we're always, you know, I'm not, as a Lakers fan, I'm not scared of either of these teams.
No, I mean, here's the reason why I would be scared of New Orleans. What if all their guys who are bad are actually good?
Yeah, that could be said about many teams.
Yeah, right. That's Zion is so good. He scores like crazy.
Drew's good.
Drew's fantastic.
And Brandon Ingram is good.
Very good. I don't see it happening for them, and I don't see them getting into the like fight for the eighth seed, especially because you know, we talked about how they had control of this game for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the things that is a hallmark of teams that are still finding their way, a little young, but also, you know, still gelling a little bit, because I think they're still finding their way, is that inability to keep everything going for a full game.
Yes.
Right. And when things are going poorly, and you know, you saw this happen with those Laker teams the last 3 years, right? Those guys did not know how to close out a game. And I think that the Pelicans are still in that place where they can't close out those games correctly.
Yeah.
And so I don't believe that they are going to fight for that eighth, ninth spot this year. I think that, you know, as they continue to get better and grow, they will absolutely be a team that is worth worrying about.
Each team gets to play 8 games, is that right?
I think it's either 8 or 9.
It is 8. Oh, I'm just looking at the standings and it's real weird.
Yeah.
Have you seen this on the NBA standings page?
No, I have not.
There's a little grid to the right that says seeding games. And then it's got a green W and a green W next to the Lakers and the Jazz, and a red L and a red L next to New Orleans. So I'm not sure what this is supposed to mean.
It means that there are green W's and red L's, and the
because like catch it's them. Not it's not like this 8 games mean anything different than the previous 64 games.
Well, they do in terms of MVP race,
but they don't in terms of like these games are not worth more or less than a win in March.
Yeah, but I think what they're doing is they are differentiating between. Also, maybe like that just looks a little cool. Like now that I'm actually on the page looking at it, it looks yeah. kind of cool. And they're differentiating between the teams that can play them and the teams that can't. And
right. I guess what I'm saying is that like, what actually? So like the Pelicans lost their first game. There could be a point where like 3 games into this, the Pelicans are like mathematically eliminated.
Yes. And if they play against another mathematically eliminated team, they don't actually yes. play that game.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah.
But what will the little color circle be?
It'll probably be an X, like a black X.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah. It was still a fun game and close game near the end. That was enjoyable. This is what I want to say. So they do have home and away for these games. And I think that they should have, like, I think that crowd sounds, first of all, I think the people that are in the Microsoft Teams should have some way of influencing the crowd sounds. So like if you get a lot of audio from the Microsoft Teams people, like the crowd sounds should go up or something. And also I think it's a little sanitized because I think you get a lot more booze than you normally would.
Yeah. So here's what's happening there. Actually, there's a you can cheer for your team, and those cheers are translated to how loud it is.
Okay.
So there's
you mean from the Microsoft Teams thing?
No, from everybody. Anybody can do it. You download the Cheer for Your Team app, and you can cheer for your team.
Can I boo?
I don't think you can boo. I don't think there are...
I think you should be able to.
Yeah, of course you should be able to, but do you think the relentlessly positive NBA is going to allow for a boo?
Well, the only reason I thought about it was that there were some free throws at the end of both of these games where the crowd would be cheering against the shooter to try to get them to miss.
Yeah.
And actually that didn't feel right that wasn't happening.
Well, hey, there was the time that I talked about before where the crowd was not making booing noises, but they were like making faces at him. And Kawhi Leonard missed both of his free throws, and the Lakers won by 2, so that means that the fans won the game.
There should be virtual inflatable sticks.
Yeah.
But no, wait. There should be physical. There should be actual physical, whatever those are called.
Thunder sticks.
In the arena that you can virtually control.
Okay. And so we have to make robots that thunder stick?
Yes. And
that's worth it. That's worth
you've
it.
Got a QR code that links to a specific robot.
Okay.
At home, you've got a little interface that moves those things.
So this isn't so much like when I went to the Drake versus Lil Wayne concert.
Uh-huh.
And they had an app that you could download where you could tap it a bunch to vote for who won in the battle because they fought each other a bunch of times. Uh-huh. And you could vote for Drake or Lil Wayne, and eventually there would be a winner of the concert. And it was Street Fighter themed. It was very cool. And so, yeah, I think we should take that technology and bring it to the NBA. I'm very into that.
I do think it's interesting. I think that there will be some technological experimentation over the next 6 months that will probably actually create some things in sports broadcasting that we keep. Actually, the logos on the court.
Yeah.
Are they real or are they virtual? They seem fake.
Those are virtual logos.
They do look good, but I thought like, oh, this must be fake because, you know, they've actually been doing that in rugby for a while.
Yeah.
So, yeah, because they switched them so quickly. I was like, theoretically, this is probably the other court, not the Jazz Pelicans court. But what if there was another game? They're not, like, pulling up the boards.
Yeah, there were two courts. So, and they are going to play back-to-back, like, tomorrow. I believe they have 8 games or something tomorrow, 7 or 8 games. And they're playing them back-to-back. It's Summer League in Orlando.
Yeah. I do think that – if I was a person that made my living playing basketball, and I love playing basketball, like, I think Kobe would have loved this setup.
I think so, too.
Because if you really just like playing basketball, and all you have to do is, like, just sit in a hotel at Disney and then go play, like, walk 15 minutes instead of getting your car and, you know, whatever, I think that would be very fun.
I need to be corrected. There are 3 courts.
Ah,
there's the HP Fieldhouse, the Arena at the Wide World of Sports, and the Visa Athletic Center. Those are the 3.
I also thought that it would be nice if they let the home team customize the lighting. I think the Lakers home court, when their home court, should look darkened like Staples Center does. And then when it's Clippers home game, they should have virtual GJ and Clipper Daryl. Virtual okay. Clipper Daryl.
Yeah,
like I think Tupac style.
Yeah, 100% Clipper Daryl needs to be more more forward. They need to do more Clipper Daryl stuff.
They could have actually offered each team like featured fan spot. So Jack Nicholson gets a spot. Virtual Jack Nicholson, virtual Clipper Daryl.
You know, I'm sure you try getting Jack Nicholson to sit in front of a computer for 3 hours.
Well, you know, they could just Irishman it. make a fake one from all of his. They could deep fake him, basically.
Okay, so I think I think we're getting into too much deep faking here. That's it's too much for me now.
And then when it's the Raptors, it's deep draking it.
You gotta deep drake it.
Okay, so what do you think about the Lakers game?
I thought that it was very cool to see Kyle Kuzma step up the way that he did. I thought Kuz had a great game. I thought it was so fun to see a night where LeBron was off. He had an off night. And yet LeBron still won the game for the Lakers and played good defense at the end. You know,
yes, pretty much
LeBron style. Like, I don't really care about this for the first little bit, but like once he was called upon, he did as he should have. And it was really, really fun to watch Anthony Davis just beast at the line. It's not usually fun to watch people play and shoot a bunch of free throws. But with Anthony Davis, you're like trying to explain to your girlfriend how the padded jersey that he wears makes his shoulders look bigger than they actually are.
Yes. I think it's valuable.
It's a good time.
LeBron did play good defense on the last play. He actually did not play good defense on the previous play when Paul George hit that 3-pointer. I will just say that it seemed pretty clear that they were either supposed to double or switch on to Paul. They just left Paul George. And as Paul George was shooting that in my head, I was like, no overtime tonight or whatever he said in that Gatorade ad, except that he made it. And whereas most of the times Paul George misses that shot. Deion Waiters actually had a very good game.
He played great. He's you know, after one game, he fits in. He had some clutch shots. He had some good plays.
So I was not aware he was on the team until tonight.
Because we had talked about it on the podcast before.
How much had we talked about it? Because I looked it up. He signed March 6th.
Yeah, he had not yet played in a game.
Okay, and it's because he was like let go by the Heat or something?
He was let go by the Memphis Grizzlies.
Oh, the Grizzlies.
He was a part of the Andre Iguodala trade.
Gotcha. So when I saw him today, I was like, what? Also, I saw that Ty Lue's working for the Clippers.
Yes. And he has been working for the Clippers all season.
I wonder if he was sort of brought in as the LeBron whisperer, you know, and now he can be a Dion Waiters whisperer.
No, he can't because he's a Clippers coach.
Right. No, no. I mean, what do you call it when it's the person that like knows all the inside secrets to like coach against them?
Okay. I was like, because a whisperer is somebody you have on your team.
Yes. No, you're right. That's right. I don't know what you call this. It's the guy who knows the mental playbook of that player.
Yeah.
And is like, this is how we're going to, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, you know LeBron's playbook, you're still not going to stop him. You know Deion Waiters' playbook, and you're still not going to stop him because he's going to take that three-pointer from 30 feet out, whether or not you're guarding him or not. That's Philly cheese, baby.
The Lakers have a high number of players for us to yell at this year.
Yes, but you know, like I have been saying all season,
if you just get 12 and 12,
yeah, if you just get two out of the six dice to come up right, if you're rolling good, that's all you need. And I think tonight, in the first half, one of those dice that did not roll so well was Alex Caruso.
Mm-hmm.
And in the second half, that dice rolled the right side. Alex Caruso played really well in the fourth quarter with the team.
Yeah.
And I was super stoked to see him recover after having a really poor first half.
Also, we're missing two dice.
Yeah.
Because Rondo and
Bradley's out. But we replaced those two dice with the shaky Cleveland pair. Deion Waiters, J.R. Smith, who got in the game. J.R. Smith did get in the game.
Yeah, he got 8 minutes. Yeah. Also, the Clippers were missing Lou Williams, who is for a hilarious reason.
Yes. Yeah.
Lou Williams was suspended for, I believe, 10 days for going to a strip club.
Not suspended. Not technically suspended.
Oh, quarantined?
He is put into quarantine for 10 days.
Gotcha. Apparently, he was not even there to see a strip performer. It's just
that is spoken by somebody who goes to a ton of strip clubs. The way you said that was so natural.
Yes, yes.
He didn't even look at a strip performer.
Didn't they say he was just there for dinner because it's a place that everybody goes to in Atlanta or something?
Yes, yeah. That is the whole thing. The wings there, they have a flavor named after him.
So I'm probably
lemon pepper barbecue. Like, so if I'm we're ever in Atlanta, we got to go. It sounds delicious. I ordered wings yesterday. It was National Wing Day. Very into wings. I'm a wing guy. 100%.
Let me just look up. Magic City is the name of the place.
Magic City. And they got great wings. And I think, like, you know, you'll see in television, there's always a joke about the strip club buffet. Yeah. This is not a strip club buffet. Like, I would imagine that this feels more like getting a meal in Vegas, if that makes sense. Like, that's the vibe that I got from this.
So, okay, I just looked at their menu, and they do have a thing called the Lou Will Lemon Pepper Barbecue.
Yes.
They also have a thing called the Uncle Jeff Honey Jerk.
Okay.
The Juju Rude Boy Jerk and Justice Magic.
Okay.
Now, I say that to say that they don't have, like, 30 NBA player wing flavors.
No, they do not.
It's not like a diner in Hollywood that has, like, you know, the Fred Astaire and has, you know, 10 whatever.
Yeah.
There's one NBA player on here that has a flavor named after him.
That is correct. And how many seasons did Lou Williams play in Atlanta?
Well, I happened to just look at this, but not enough to... put it this way, he must have gone there a lot in his 3 years of playing for the Atlanta Hawks.
Yes.
Really, two seasons, it looks like. To stand out to the point that the restaurant named something after you in 24 months of being there.
Yeah.
Is pretty impressive.
Yeah, I mean, 100%. You know, you get somebody like Lou Williams who comes through. Sweet Lou Will, the underground goat. I mean, absolutely.
They were also missing Montrezl Harrell, I believe.
Yes.
Who was just not in the bubble right now because of a personal matter.
That is correct. Yeah. So they were not at full capacity. If we're talking about this Death Star style, right? They're not. I think in three of the four games the Lakers played the Clippers, they were missing players.
Uh-huh. Right. They will be a tough matchup in the playoffs if they face them, because 100%. Avery Bradley and Rajon Rondo are not coming back this season, right?
Avery Bradley is not coming back. Rajon Rondo might be back in the playoffs.
Okay. But like, if you take today's rosters and you added Lou Williams and Montrezl Harrell to one and Rajon Rondo to the other, and they only won by two, like, it's going to be a good series if they meet in the finals of the conference or whatever.
I absolutely agree. I think that this series will be fun. I think that the amount of vitriol between the two teams is just enough where it's not overboard.
Yeah.
And it's fun to watch and exciting. Like, my buddy texted me, just like, hey, are you watching the game right after Paul George hit two threes to make it a 9-point lead or a 6-point lead or something? And I just texted him, fuck you. he was like, what did I do? I was like, you taunted me by texting me after Paul George made those threes. And he was like, that was not my intention. I was like, I know, but I got to fight with somebody, you know? I want to fight a Clippers fan.
That's what
I want to do.
They are at it's at a good level because it's mostly created by Patrick Beverley.
And the rest of it's friendly because Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, LeBron James, and Anthony Davis all like each other.
Oh, and also Paul George and Kawhi Leonard and like Landry Shamet and like they're not a very rowdy crew.
Yeah.
Really, except for Joakim Noah and Patrick Beverley, probably.
Trez is rowdy, but he's rowdy in a way everybody still likes him.
Yeah. So, anyway, it was very fun to see this game.
Very fun. Sloppy around the beginning and the end of the quarters. Beginning of the third quarter, I think there was maybe four possessions in a row where there was an offensive foul or a turnover, and it was like, all right, we're chugging. Something's happening here, but we're chugging along.
Yeah.
And so I think for me, I'm excited to see when everybody gets back into a little tighter.
So I thought they were certainly better than summer league games and better than preseason games. And then I actually thought, you know what? It's not like this game is way worse than a regular season game.
No, it's not way worse. I would say it was worse. Uh-huh. But just barely. And I think part of it has to do with the way the refs called the game, the flow on the offensive and defensive ends. It didn't feel as complete. But that's just a feel. And that was me probably even being a little nitpicky after having not really watched basketball for 5 months.
Yeah. I mean, I would say overall, the experience as a whole, as a viewer watching this game, was better than I expected it would be.
Yeah.
I definitely bought into like the fun of watching the game by even halftime of the Jazz game.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was fun to see the inside the NBA guys back.
It was. did you see Kenny put himself in the bubble?
No, I did not see that.
He quote unquote put himself in the bubble in the Lakers game. And they have this new thing. Maybe it's new. I don't watch a ton of the mid game inside the NBA.
Yeah.
Where he ran around behind the screen and they digitally inserted him on the court. And he came back with a plate of wings from Magic City.
Oh, no, I did not see this.
This is very silly.
So wait, are those guys in Atlanta?
Yeah.
Okay. Because that's also weird that Shaq, Charles, and Kenny are, I guess they just do maybe live in Atlanta doing the NBAs or whatever. It just seems they could do it from anywhere.
Yeah, there's no way that they don't live in Atlanta, at least part of it. I mean, maybe Shaq lives in Florida and drives up to Atlanta on Thursdays or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, I'm pretty sure Shaq's a Florida guy as an adult. Like, he's lived in Florida for...
I don't understand. No offense to anyone that is from Florida or lives there. I don't understand how anyone is a Florida person as an adult.
Board shorts and alligators, man.
I don't know. We should pick a game of the week.
Oh, my God. There's a game
We haven't done this in so long.
Oh, my God. Yes. But
we can definitely pick a game of the week. And actually, I don't remember who our last one was, so I don't know which team we had to stick with. I think
we had been back to the Lakers.
Okay.
So I'm just going to say that we were back to the Lakers. Like, yes, could we go back and listen to the podcast before the pandemic? Sure. But I even want to know what my voice sounds like before 4 months of quarantine? I don't want to.
I don't want to hear what your voice sounds like before you saw Glory Road.
Good point. That's a really good point because it's different. I'm different now.
I mean, I know what my voice sounds like having not seen Love and Basketball.
we'll always have that.
Okay, we got Lakers Raptors Saturday.
Okay.
We've got Lakers Jazz on Monday. Those are the only two games that they have a very
Lakers Thunder on Wednesday.
Wednesday, that's a choice too.
I kind of want to do the Lakers Thunder on Wednesday.
Okay, sounds good.
Because I think having a game of the week be on Saturday, which is basically tomorrow, is too much. Right. And I think
you don't want to watch Lakers Jazz.
I don't want to watch Lakers Jazz, man. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, sounds good.
So,
Wednesday, August 5th, 6:30 p.m. Eastern time. It's on ESPN. This is the way it's hard to tell from the listing. It looks like it's a Lakers home game.
I'm not sure. Lakers home game. Yes. Okay.
It's not they're not clear. I understand why they wouldn't list them in the NBA schedule as Oklahoma City at Lakers because they're all at Orlando, Florida. But I'm assuming the second
top teams away, bottom teams home.
Okay, cool. Now I will just say one more thing. I hope that they think about one thing, which first of all, I'm very glad that the players kneeled for the anthem.
Me too.
But then they did a weird thing where you know, when you're watching at home, there's an in-arena introduction of all the players. There's a bunch of pre-game stuff that happens in the arena that you don't see much of at home.
Yeah.
But, like, they're introducing the players, and then once they introduce the five, they might be announcing other stuff, but the camera's on, like, LeBron warming up or finishing a shoot-around or whatever. They still did that. They were doing, like, introductions of teams and stuff while the camera was just, like, on the bench or...
Oh yeah, and they didn't have him stand up or do high fives or anything.
Right, but the in arena guy was announcing like starting at the so and so. It's like who is that for? There is no one there.
It's for the media.
It's so I would suggest that they come up with an abbreviated for the home viewer introduction.
Okay, how about why don't they just yell their names as fast as possible? Like they get a really fat, like an auction talker to just yell everybody's name as quickly as possible.
Like they do like Animaniacs, Countries of the World style song. But of
LeBron James and Anthony Davis. And then you got Kyle Kuzma and Danny Green.
Yeah, there you go.
I almost had that.
Casey, do you have any shows this week?
I'm so surprised and so excited to tell you that same day that we have our game of the week at 8:30 p.m., Logan Everett is doing a Wii Improv online show. So
nice.
Do your best to get out to your house and stay where you are and log on to Twitch. Teach your parents how to use Twitch. Teach your congresspeople how to use Twitch because Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez unfortunately could not teach everyone what Twitch was in time for her to ban the army from recruiting on Twitch. That's a story if you haven't heard of that.
Oh, because I got recruited for the Navy on Reddit the other day.
Well, hey, maybe you'd enjoy the Navy.
Well, it was in the Valorant subreddit, and it was like, you know what? Top guns aren't exactly what you think they are. And I didn't realize it was an ad. And then it was like, oh, go to the Navy. Actually, I will say that I don't have any shows this week, but I am, I've had a Twitch account for a long time, never done anything with it, but I'm going to start casting my, I decided I'm just going to cast whatever because I'm not good at Valorant, but I will cast that. And I also thought it'd be fun to just cast like, if I'm trying to like write something, maybe I'll just cast it while I'm trying to write it.
Okay. We are not currently casting this, but I have been playing with my brother and two of our friends a game called Earth Defense Force 5, which I believe I talked about on the podcast last time.
What system is this on?
Right now it's on the PC. But it will be out for PS4 soon.
But I have it on, but you're playing it on PC?
I'm playing it on PC.
Should I get this game?
Yes, you absolutely should get this game. But I sure hope it's still on sale, because if it's not, that would be a bummer.
Let's see.
Because it is the origins of the series are that it was a shovelware PlayStation PS2 game.
Holy shit, this is $60?
Yeah. So yeah, we got it for 30.
Jesus.
But yes, yeah, that's how much it costs.
It does look fun.
It is so fun. You know, maybe you know, I'll send you an invite to the Discord server, and you can watch us play sometime.
Okay. So the thing I was going to say was that I'm going to start on Twitch. So feel free, add me on Twitch. It's an account. The name is Fismo, F-I-S-M-O.
Okay.
Add me on there. But what is this thing where everybody also has to have a Discord server?
Yeah, so Discord servers are where you talk with people because, like, that's like IRC. What's it? What was that thing that we used to be able to chat on?
Yeah,
IRC?
Yeah. I mean, I remember people using Discord to, like, basically if they didn't want to chat in the chat system of whatever game.
Yeah.
So then, what's the video part of it though?
So now, Discord lets you stream video. So like, I can go chat with my friends while they're on Discord and play a game on my own, and then on my other screen I can have whatever they're playing and I can check in on that or just like shoot the shit. It's very silly. You can just stream whatever you want, and you know, it's so much lower stakes than Twitch, where if you know you have six people watching it feels weird. But on Discord, if you have two people in your channel and they're both watching you play, you're just like chilling and hanging out. It's fun.
So when people on Valorant say like, what's your Discord, they don't, are they saying what is my server or do I have a user account to like,
you have a user account.
Okay. So I don't need to start a server necessarily.
No. And I mean, you did start a server.
I did start a server for something, for just for fun.
Yeah.
Not game related.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And that server, you could repurpose it or you could start another new one. You know, who cares?
Because they're free. They're free. But also, if I start a Twitch channel that becomes popular, then I have to start a Discord.
So that you can have your fans go have somewhere else to go.
That's where the community is, yes.
Yeah, you got to have the Chris Grace community.
So follow twitch.tv/Fismo, F-I-S-M-O. You can see me, and maybe we'll get Casey in there to play some Valorant very soon.
Ooh, yeah, we'll do some
or
duos.
Actually, we could do Twitch of us playing NBA 2K20.
We absolutely
since we got it on sale. Cool. Okay, game of the week is Thunder Lakers.
Thunder Lakers next Wednesday. Stick around after Thunder Lakers to watch me perform improv with my favorite group of doll co-parents, Logan Everett.
And what is the Twitch address for that?
It's We Improv, twitch.com. Find We Improv, W-E Improv.
Probably twitch.tv is my guess.
It is twitch.tv, isn't it? Yeah.
We
Improv. I think twitch.com still works.
Gotcha. It's like forwards over. So is We Improv a, is that the name of the show?
Yes. Yeah. Well, it's cool. Yeah. Jake Jabour's show/school/ the whole deal.
Gotcha. Great. And for everybody at home, I hope you have a good week. Catch some of this new fangled Microsoft Teams bullshit that got going on.
And most of all, happy basketball.
Happy basketball. Basketball's back. And will be for the rest of our lives.
LeBron James is never leaving Orlando for the rest of his life.
That's right. All right, we'll see you next time.